So, Mr. Minister, you are Mr. Advisor. Tell us your full name and the title you hold.
Thank you very much. My name's Agret Issa Sabuni. I advise the President of the Republic of South Sudan. I'm here on his behalf as head of delegation upon the invitation of His Excellency Ali
Bongo Dimba,
yes.
Now, so tell me, what is South Sudan going to learn from this experience and to implement it back home as Africa's newest nation?
Very useful question indeed. A lot. South Sudan places a lot of value to this kind of workshops and conferences, for the simple reason that learning by doing, learning through the experiences of others, is the easiest and the fastest way to learn how others have traveled the road South Sudan is trying to travel as a new nation. Like coming here, interacting with government delegations as well as chief executive officers of various companies and so on, facilitates, enables South Sudan to know how things are done globally. When we started as a nation not very many years ago, the slogan has been that South Sudan should start from where the rest are, from where the rest of Africa is, not to start 50, 20 years back where it was because of the war history and so on. So coming this way, we get exposed. Exposure is a very key issue. You heard the Tanzanian Minister for East African Cooperation. He mentioned that South Sudan is already undergoing the process of being admitted to membership of the East African Community.
I was going to ask you,
yes,
what gains will is South Sudan looking at by applying to join the East African Community? What are the gains?
Yes, at a global level, South Sudan will be able to be pulled by the traps and whatever it is by the East African Community nations. Its legislative framework, its infrastructure, its way of managing the economy, banking, the macroeconomic aspects, which we are still in the process of establishing or instituting, will be fast-tracked by what is already happening in the member states of the East African Community. So quite a lot is for South Sudan to learn from its neighbors.
Now, talking about the economy, you advise the president on economic matters, investment matters and all that. People seem to be interested in Africa's newest nation. Stability-wise and economic-wise, people want to come and invest. And I have met some investors who are interested in coming. How prepared are you? And what framework are you putting in place to ensure that you will meet and take these opportunities that will be coming your way?
Yes, that's a very valid concern. When we started about 4, 5, 6 years ago, when we were still a subnational entity, then called Southern Sudan, a part of Sudan. Now we are the Republic of South Sudan. When we started, our legal framework, our institutional setup, our capacity issues were awfully deficient. Now, we, in terms of investment, we recently, the Minister of Commerce, Industry and Investment was able to put in place what we call one-stop-shop center. This was only accomplished early this year, which was not there in the first place. These are the procedures, the required legal framework, establishing the appropriate environment for doing business, being able to register a company from nothing within a period not exceeding 7 days. These are the things we are trying to put in place.
Now, so tell me, on what ground or what is the projection of how the South Sudan wants to build its economy? Now you are finding ways of trying to export your oil through a pipeline through your fellow East African countries. What is the projection of where South Sudan wants to be in the next 5-10 years to come?
Yes, you know, South Sudan started very badly on the issue of relying on expendable natural resources like this oil, petroleum, natural resource. Whereas the thing to do would have been to go back to its roots and actually establish a firm foundation for agricultural production. The shutdown in oil production, in a way, I think is a blessing, because it has enabled the leadership to focus on diversification of the economy, with the agriculture as the leading sector. And after all, that is where 90% of the citizens make a living in one way or the other, whether in arable agriculture, animal husbandry, fisheries, and so on. Now we have gone back to do that. On the oil sector, which has undergone a temporary shutdown, we want to, one, make sure that we have any alternative export route, like the Minister of Regional Cooperation, the Tanzanian Minister, mentioned earlier on. We want to make sure this route that takes us to Lamu is actually realized. And at the same time, as we speak now, negotiations and talks are ongoing in Addis Ababa between South Sudan and the Sudan. The one possibility would be maybe to reopen the existing pipeline through Sudan. But we must make sure we have this alternative pipeline through East Africa.
So let me ask you this finally. What would be South Sudan's message? One, to your fellow people in East Africa and to the continent as a whole, because there is a high expectation for South Sudan as a Africa's newest nation.
Yes, one, the difficulties South Sudan is passing through in terms of poor infrastructure, in terms of capacity issues and whatnot, these are things that, yes, we recognize, but these are things that will soon or later be addressed. Two, South Sudan intends to be a very reliable member in any regional grouping that it will find itself in, whether we're talking about IGAD or whether we're talking about the East African Economic Community or whatever arrangement. We intend to be very reliable and dependable members, as well as the wider international agenda or arena.
Thank you very much, Mr. Agrid Tisa Sabuni, for speaking to the Voice of America News.
My pleasure, Peter Clotay.
Thank you very much.
Same to you.